Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:02. Before we get to the word, because we have a minute or two here, I want to just give you a couple of things about, if you haven't heard, Anthony Bourdain was found dead this morning by his best friend. Which has got to be a tough thing to have happen. Eric Repair, I guess is the guy's name. He's another chef. They were in France. Uh-huh. He was there with his whole production team. Anthony Bourdain did a very celebrated show on CNN, Parts Unknown, which was, I think they just started airing like the 11th or the 13th season. I mean, it's been on for a while, and people are freaking out over this death. And a lot of, so I have some reaction. He's only 61 years old. He's apparently committed suicide. Asia Argento, who it turns out was his girlfriend, which I didn't know much about his personal life really at all, beyond, I love his show. Mm-hmm. She is one of the principal accusers in the Harvey Weinstein rape case that's currently going on. She posted a message before he died, an Instagram story wearing a shirt that said F everyone, and she wrote text over the photo that said, "You know who you are." She's been dating him since 2017. I think they met on the filming of one of his shows. She posted the message about 2 hours before CNN announced the news that he had been found dead in his hotel room. It's unclear if she'd known of his death already or who she may have been directing the message at. Shortly after the news broke, she took down the post and has yet to make any other statement. She last posted a photo of herself and Bourdain April 30th, but she was seen with him at a lunch in May. He'd been very supportive of her battle against sexual assault in Hollywood, and especially outspoken regarding her accusations against Harvey Weinstein. As was reported, Bourdain was found dead in his hotel room of a suicide by his best friend, Eric Repair. Here's another, just another shot of her.
F everyone she posts.
Yeah. Hmm. Rose McGowan was inconsolable, learning of her friend Anthony Bourdain's death. She just posted a video bawling about Anthony Bourdain, trying to come to terms with the tragic news. It's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. It's forever, and the world's not better off without you. She'd been seen with him a lot in recent months, as Asia Argento is one of the, she's a big part of the Me Too movement, and I guess she and Asia must be friends because they've been seen quite a lot together. If anyone you know or if you are dealing with thoughts of suicide, 800-273-TALK. That's the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. And just to recap, beloved chef and TV host Anthony Bourdain was found dead this morning in France. Okay, Friday is when the new music comes out. I do not have the full new Prince album. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. It's a cassette recording that he made. It's just him and a piano in 1983, before he was an international superstar. I got a track listing for it, and we do have one song from it.
My initial reaction is disappointment, because from that little clip that we stole, I don't know where we got that clip of him.
It was sort of illegally released.
Right.
It's out there now.
But I was hoping it was going to be a fully produced album of just hits.
Well, I mean, the nice thing is that we are going to be getting lots more Prince music as the years go
by. I hope
by.
So, but a bootleg? Come on.
I know. So what did you think overall of the sound quality of this? I mean, is it clear that it's a cassette and...
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Sounds good. Yeah, so the single that they're releasing is called, they say it's a Prince-like take on a pre-Civil War spiritual called Mary, Don't You Weep. And it's actually going to be featured during the end credits of Spike Lee's upcoming film, Black Klansman.
Oh.
Black KKK Klansman. Mm-hmm. Mary, Don't You Weep. That's amazing. So that's sort of, going to be the tone of the whole album, just him and the piano. God, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Just a live in-studio recording. God. So there are other people who've covered this song. You said you found an Aretha Franklin cover of it, but we couldn't find it. You know, it's a pre-Civil War song, so apparently that's why, you know, you can't find an author for it. Mm. Because actually one of the, we were looking for any kind of song credit on it, and Bruce Springsteen actually popped up, so maybe he does a cover of it too. Hmm. So it was so random. So this thing is called Piano and a Microphone, 1983. Some of the other tracks on it, there's an early take of 17 Days, which is a B-side for When Doves Cry, Purple Rain, Strange Relationship, which was eventually released on Sign of the Times. There's also a cover of a Joni Mitchell song that I love, A Case of You. So this is not the version that's going to be on the Piano and a Microphone. He clearly covered this on more than one occasion. So you found this just searching. It wasn't the only time you ever played it. Okay. There's also, let's see, International Lover, which was originally on the 1999 album. So there's, you know, there's going to be, apparently there are some that we've never heard, but a lot of them are just stripped down versions of songs that some people, especially big Prince fans, will be familiar with. So that is, do you see a date on this September 21st? And I think it's available for pre-order right now because I definitely saw a thing on
it. Oh, it's not today.
Oh, no, no. This is just, I wanted to play you the Mary, Don't You Weep.
Okay.
Because that's new out today. Today, Eric Clapton has Life in 12 Bars. It's a soundtrack to the Eric Clapton documentary, Life in 12 Bars. It's on Showtime. It's a 2-disc set. It includes 4 previously unreleased songs and 32 tracks total. Clapton, the Yardbirds, Derek and the Dominoes, Cream, Muddy Waters, Aretha Franklin, George Harrison's My Sweet Lord, all Clapton stuff from the soundtrack. All right, give me one more.
My Sweet Lord.
So I actually wonder if this is just a song from this soundtrack and not necessarily a Clapton thing. Did Clapton play? Oh, there is sort of an iconic guitar sound on whamp, whamp, whamp.
What? This song?
On this song.
Oh, he was part of this, I think.
Oh, he was. All right. Well, that would make sense that they've included it. So anyway, it's called Eric Clapton, Life in 12 Bars, same title as this documentary that's out on
Showtime. Got a fascinating story. I mean, he's been a huge celebrity since he was a kid. What was his first thing? Was it John Mayall and the Blues Breakers?
I have no idea.
Cream? Right?
Yeah, Cream was... We still play Cream songs at my house.
The Blues Breakers, though, was this album that all of a sudden everyone went, who's that guy? Mm. And how do you do that?
They don't list them here, but it's totally possible that they're not listing everybody that's represented on this record. Because I would think that a biopic about him would have to include
it
that.
It has to include that.
Dave Matthews Band has a new record out today. It's their first in 6 years. It's called Come Tomorrow.
I like that. I'm not really a Dave Matthews Band fan, but yeah. I like that he used just a take.
I'm just going to do this. It's going to sound something
I like it.
Like
that's,
this.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Don't fix
He's
it.
Let's just wind our way through this
one. I'm not going to try again. You roll that one.
I think that was the one. First album in 6 years since Away From the World came out in 2012. Come Tomorrow is the name of it. We're supposed to get a Kid Cudi Kanye West record
super
today.
Super bummed about that.
Says
right now.
Right here.
So I checked on iTunes, Amazon Music, Spotify. Not there, but our research department, including myself and Vonda.
Oh, Vonda.
Vonda discovered that it's on Tidal.
I don't know
the source he got from that and how he knows that, but apparently he said it's on Tidal, which I don't know.
So is that some kind of exclusive streaming release, and so we'll all get it Monday or something?
Tidal? Does anybody have Tidal?
I don't know.
Tidal's Jay-Z's thing, right? Yeah. So that's a contract that he signed with probably Kanye. And
yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe Kid Cudi has something to do with that, too, because we did wind up getting the one we were looking for last week, because initially we couldn't find Ye right when they said it was going to be released. I sort of expected us to be able to find it by 8 a.m., but I guess not. So anyway, there's a new Kid Cudi Kanye. Congratulations to all of you who are on Tidal. You made the right choice. This is the 3rd of 5 albums involving Kanye that are coming out this summer. The next two are Nas's new album, Nas, and Teyana Taylor's album, both of which he produced. And I guess that it's all happening at his place in Wyoming. Part of this project, they're saying, I think this is the Kid Cudi Kanye West that we're supposed to have, was inspired by Japanese artist Takashi Murakami. And this is another last-minute release from him, although release is a sort of a little bit too big of a word. Pretty much everyone is saying Kids See Ghosts will be released digitally today. And then this source says, we looked for it last night. It's nowhere to be found, I guess, after midnight. And we certainly can't find it today either. So Kids See Ghosts is the name of the Kid Cudi Kanye West record that we cannot play for you right now.
What did you say about the other albums that are coming out later?
Nas and
Teyana. N-A-S, Nas.
Nas, yeah.
He's doing an album with him?
Apparently so.
Okay.
And Teyana Taylor.
That guy's good.
Yeah, I don't know his stuff.
Oh, yeah, he goes way back. He's good.
So both of those, I feel like the last 3 weeks we've gotten a new Kanye project. Was it just 1 week before that the Pusha T Daytona thing came out? Because that was the first one.
Yeah, and then, a week or two ago?
I think it was two weeks ago.
Nas and Jay-Z used to have beef. Mm-hmm. And I guess they came up together.
This is Nas.
One of his best songs is called Ether, and he just decimates Jay-Z.
Oh,
it's
really?
Awesome.
Oh.
Talking about him wearing Hawaiian print shirt. I knew you when you wore the Hawaiian print shirts, and like he just, it's beautiful.
That's why you got to be careful what you wear.
Well,
someone's going to write a rap song calling you out.
You know, you come up together, you both make it.
Do you know who Theon Greyjoy is?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who got his
Game of Thrones
removed.
Man, he had apparently it was spectacular, and then it wasn't at all.
And then it wasn't.
Right.
What's Roose Bolton's kid's name? Ramsey. Ramsey Bolton. Yeah. The torturer. He got that off of him. Mailed it to his family. So his real name in real life is Alfie Allen. And he has a sister who's a big pop star.
Right.
And
in
her
England.
Name is Lily Allen.
Uh-huh.
She has a record out today. This is her fourth album, and it's called No Shame. That's nice. She sounds so English, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes you can't tell when someone... Yeah,
she keeps the pronunciations of certain words.
She does.
Go,
right.
Can't.
You can't? Well, why can't you? I just can't. Did you grab me one more?
I did. Here it is. It's called...
I hear Nas going.
Apples.
Now I want to hear Nas.
Did I get it right? Is that the song where he's going off on him?
Can you play it after?
It's badass.
Brent?
I love that little plucky guitar.
Reminds me of something else, another artist.
Is it me?
Yes, it is you, Phineas.
It's very
understated
soft and pretty,
and gentle like you are.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now let's play. Can you play that Nas song, or is it just
I can.
Curse words?
I can, yeah. I found a clean version.
Oh, okay.
I was just listening through it, though.
To make sure.
I'll have my finger right in the button.
Okay.
So Nas is
Ether. This is him tearing apart Jay-Z. It's actually pretty hard.
Okay.
If you're missing all the good stuff in there. I mean, there's a lot of the curse words are important. They really are.
They are intensifying.
Yeah.
Tremonti has a record out. This is Mark Tremonti. He's the lead guitarist of Creed and Alter Bridge.
Uh-huh.
So I thought we'd take a listen and see what this new record sounds like. Tremonti is the name of the band. This record is called A Dying Machine, Tremonti. Was there another one that you particularly liked, or can I pop ahead?
Oh, you can pop ahead. Okay. I have a few more if you want.
R&B superstar Ne-Yo has a record out today. I turned to the room as I'm looking through the list this morning. I'm like, Ne-Yo? You guys like Ne-Yo? Uzi and Brent are both like, yeah. Oh, yeah. She starts singing one of his songs, and that was nice. So, Good Man, R&B superstar Ne-Yo. It's his seventh album. Lots of guests on here because that's what everybody does now.
Real quick
Go
to
ahead,
your
please.
Music segment.
Yeah.
I was looking to update my stories here. Post Malone's the guy who's been just owning the charts, right? So apparently, he just tattooed on his face, which is the thing, you know, tattooing your face. Under the bags, on the bags under his eyes, he got always tired. Tattooed on his face.
Oh, my God.
Come here.
Oh, my God.
That's for real. Always tired. On the bags under his eyes.
That's
so dumb for real.
Exactly.
Okay. And he's a white guy, so it stands right out.
He's
and
got some brutal bags, though.
He does.
There's no doubt. They're black. It looks like he got punched in the eyes, but...
He also has stay away over one of his eyes. Same script.
Really?
You know what, dude? You got it. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
So much stuff. It's National Best Friends Day, so I'll do a story about that and more after these.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Walgreens. The Sarah and Vinny Secret Show pool party is back. We're taking our dirty little show on the road.
Just a month from now.
Yeah, it's July 11th, and we're going back up to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. This is our fourth annual visit. And we'd love it if you were there. Right now, be call number 97. Be over 21. This is a 21 and up prize, unfortunately. Sorry, kids. Right now, call number 97, 800-400-3697. Instantly wins two passes into the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show and pool party. So you get to come and hang out on July 11th. And you'll be in the running for the daily grand prize, which is a wine country getaway. An indulgent two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Yesterday's grand prize winner was Eric from San Francisco.
A man!
Congratulations to Eric from San Francisco. You can play the role of Eric on Monday when you win your own grand prize. Call now, 800-400-3697. You get the pool party passes, the secret show passes, and you're in the running for today's grand prize. It's officially summertime. That means it's time to go to Walgreens for trusted summer essentials you need at great value. And get ready for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Mercari. Mercari is the selling app that makes it super fast and easy to sell almost anything. Learn more at Mercari.com.
That's true. I do. I'm going to use some Mercari.
Well, go to Mercari.com, Sarah.
I'm going to do that.
All right.
Sell, ship, and get paid.
What did you just say?
Sell, ship, and get,
and
paid.
Okay.
Vincent.
So the Warriors play tonight, everyone. Go Warriors!
Go Warriors. Warriors!
It's the NBA Finals. The Warriors are up 3 games in a best-of-7 series.
510 says, forget the Warriors. Do you not know that it's Comic-Con this weekend?
Oh, yeah, we've been playing commercials for it.
Okay, nerds.
Nerd alert.
Also, the Washington Capitals won the Stanley Cup, so congratulations to the hockey season.
For being over.
If you're just joining us, Anthony Bourdain he's an American celebrity chef who has had multiple TV shows and books, and he passed away or died early this morning. They're calling his death a suicide. So that makes the news today. We've talked
horrible
about it quite
news.
A bit.
We have.
It's tragic. So.
Rest in peace, Anthony.
And there's nothing new really coming out on that, yeah?
No.
There's speculation that him and his girlfriend may have broken up earlier this week. Yeah, but nothing confirmed. Huh. They were together, seen together a couple times last week.
Mm-hmm. All right, so. There's that. It's National Best Friends Day, everyone.
Aww.
So here are a couple things about your best friend.
Okay.
24% of people met their best friend in elementary school.
Oh.
And carried them all the way to here. 18% in middle school, 24% in high school, and 16% in college.
Oh.
8% met theirs in preschool.
Oh, wow.
That is not that I regret any of this cool stuff that I've been able to have in my life throughout the years, but the travel has eliminated the closeness that you have with the people you grew up with.
Yeah.
It just does. And it stinks.
I know, I'm thinking about all those people that if I was living back home, I would for sure be seeing them regularly.
Yeah, I mean, I can still talk to them and we get caught up and it's cool and you can feel the love.
Right where you left off.
You feel that love. Like, this person has been with me so far back, I feel that love with Jason Sisko or Billy or any
Nipples.
Of these cats. Right. You love that one just because his nickname is so fun, right? Mm. Right.
Does Isla recognize friendship, or does she ever say my friend at school
She's
or anything
become,
like that?
I just, maybe I didn't even get to the story because you guys hound dog me so hard that I end up getting sidetracked. When we went to her graduation.
Yeah, the play.
Her promotion.
It was like songs, and then they got their little diplomas. Mm-hmm. But afterward, there's a little cookie party, and watching her buzz around, I swear I saw her holding this little juice and chatting up her little friends, and I was like, I think I'm fast forwarding to her wedding day or something. Like, she's just, there she is with a cocktail, and she's just... You know, chatting, she's got a little dress on. Uh-huh. I was like, she's become a little social butterfly.
That's great.
Like she's, and then I see her look around and the oh, and she goes over and starts talking to some other friends. I'm like, it's like watching a grown-ups in the sense that they're going for it socially.
Sweet.
So
That's
she
great.
Has absolutely become that. And she's also, we're working on the, you can't cry every time it's time to go. You know, that's not acceptable. Right. We can't let you play with people if it's drama every time we have to rip you from these people to go home.
We get it. It sucks at our house.
Yeah, whatever.
Thanks for driving that point home again.
Right. Let's see here. If you had to pick which family member is your best friend, almost half of people say it's their significant other.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I would say in general that's my best friend. I'm very lucky. I have some really great friends.
Yeah.
Well, I would say this is one of those things where I think yes, you would say your partner, your husband, your wife, whatever. Let's remove that guy from the mix, though, who's your best friend. And then that's your best friend in terms mm-hmm. of just the person
because
who's your friend.
Right.
You don't bone them. Your connection is truly just friendship.
A friendship thing.
So it would be your life partner, Marianne. As opposed
I don't, you know, I, yeah, she's right up there with my best friends. I just don't, I don't know
don't
that I could pick
a
one
best.
Out.
I always you know? Thought it was Marianne because she was your backup, but okay.
Well, she is my backup. That's
right.
True.
But anyway, so.
But I don't want to, like, diminish the relationships I have with other people either. Like, it's.
Especially
I think
on your way to Benicia
yeah,
today.
I'm going to Benicia with my four best friends this weekend, so it's really hard for me to, you know, pick one out. Uh-huh.
And let me just
put
say.
One on the throne.
To the party people out there, you should look up our website and watch the show. You are hot dogging this morning in a new navy blue blouse.
Hot dogging.
She looks spectacular. Well, you just look, you know, look at you.
Well, she put her jacket back on, though.
Oh, what are you doing?
Well, it's chilly in here.
What? It's
take it off, Sarah. Show the people.
They can see it.
No,
here
people
it
were texting in this morning how cute it
is. It
is
a really, I love this little
it's adorable.
Shirt. It's
your
cute.
Friends are going to love it.
They've already seen it. They were with me when I bought it. In fact, I think two of them also bought this shirt.
Oh,
like,
did they?
We loved this shirt.
Oh.
I'm actually hoping they all wear it. I think it would be so
that
funny.
That would be funny, yeah.
If you had to pick a family member and as your best friend, 43% say it's their significant other. 19% go dog.
Oh, dog?
Oh, that's sweet. I like that.
19% go dog.
Well, they don't really ask you for much, you know?
No,
there they are loving you all the time.
Yeah. Tied for second is... Mom, you had it right. And then 14% pick a sibling. 11% say their dad.
Poor dad.
Dads get a bad...
It's Father's Day next weekend?
I don't know, but I'm already getting crushed
yeah,
and
I
she's
so.
Only four. It's terrible. So heartbreaking.
She loves mom.
And she loves Nona too. When I picked up Nona...
17th, Sarah.
Sorry, the day before I picked up Nona, we're sitting around and she goes, okay, when you and Nona come get me, you have Nona come in. You stay in the car. And I'm all, wow, my heart. God.
You know what, Vinny? Don't worry. There's going to come a time when she cannot stand
her
mother and her grandmother. And you're the only one who matters.
Well.
It's not long off.
You're the first love of her life.
Yeah. You are her daddy.
Did you stay in the car?
I did stay in the car. You know what's funny? So,
of course he did.
I would have walked in and been like, sorry, I couldn't do it. I gotta come out too.
I'm here.
Nona's is in the car waiting for you.
Yeah. Nona's in the car. I came to get
you. It was fine. I like Nona getting her time. So it was
how
all good.
Wonderful that must be for your mother to walk in there and have that little girl pitch herself into her arms, Nona.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be there was a time when I'm sure Sandy was like, I guess I'm never having grandchildren.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
And now she has a bunch. Mm. Well, she'll have a bunch soon. What is she? Does she have three?
There's two now. And there's a third on the way.
Yeah. Oh, so only one. Her sister, your brother, only has one kid.
Right.
Okay.
And they're tapping out.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, yes.
Well, it's up to you. You got to pour it on.
9% of people say they're best. What do you mean? Pour what on?
Well, you know what to pour on.
Pour some baby on me.
I need some baby love.
No, I think... That's not really.
You think Jan's going to have it?
Jan is never. Well,
oh, never say never.
We don't think so. Jan is someone who he does like girls, but as soon as girls say, you know, I need you to clean this place up around here or.
So he needs a slob.
No, he's just will. It does. You name the request a partner might make. Oh. Name it. Any request. And he'll say,
would you get me a glass of water?
I want to break up.
Oh.
Like, he's just not down for any...
For changing any... And he lives in a bachelor pad. Doesn't he have a pinball machine and...
Motorcycle in his house.
Yeah,
he has
a Slurpee machine.
Oh, that's what it is.
He has a pizza oven and throws pizza parties with all his friends, and they make the pizzas and drink beer.
Oh, that sounds great.
He's got, like, four motorcycles, five different cars, a monster truck.
Your best friend lives down the street.
I don't know. Vinny said some stories about him that really make me nervous.
He is something else.
Yeah. I just,
he's not. I don't think kids are in it for him. And I don't think a partner, a lifelong partner, is in it for him either.
Well, some people are better off just doing their own
thing. He just does not want to participate in anything other than
what he wants to participate in.
Mm-hmm.
Was this going to involve me leaving my Slurpee machine?
Well, imagine how many things a lady coming into that scenario is going to want to change.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to change anything. I like you just the way you are.
The pool table is right in the front door. Oh. It's the first thing you see.
Well, who doesn't want to play a game of pool before they go any further into your house?
Right.
Oh, man, that's funny.
So he's living his life the way I'm happy and proud of him. Do your thing, kid.
He got his ass together.
Stay out of trouble and live your life. Good for you.
Uncle Keith.
A new survey asked people to name the time in the weekend that's usually their favorite.
Name the time of the weekend that's usually the favorite.
Mine is...
I love a Saturday morning.
Mine is Friday at 5, hands down.
Oh, my God. Friday at 5? Mine is Friday at 9:30.
Mine's Friday at 4.
Like, I got the whole thing ahead of me. Woo!
Oh, you mean 9:30 in the morning?
Yeah, 9:30.
Oh, right. When we're done here,
second favorite part is this whole show. Like, I love the Friday show. And then I love when the Friday show's over. I'm like, yay!
It's Friday. It's got to be Friday.
It's Friday.
It's definitely not Sunday at 8 p.m.
No, it
I'll
isn't.
You,
that is not the best time.
That's the worst time ever. Worst.
Friday night came in first, so you were correct. Mm. Who, man?
Happy
Saturday
hour
night came in second. Mm. Saturday morning and afternoon tied for third. Sunday night came in last.
Yeah, last place.
The worst time of the whole
last
weekend.
Place.
Worst.
Oh, no.
Sunday's a drag in general.
Yeah. Yuck.
Friday,
I feel like Sunday,
never hesitate.
Sunday is always just preparing for the week.
Yeah.
You just get all the stuff
done. It's like get her done Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, it might as well be a weekday.
Yeah.
Agreed.
How about a fast fact?
Okay, I'll take a fast fact. I love those. It's Friday.
When Montenegro became independent, it stopped using the old .u domain name from Yugoslavia, so its domains went from you to May.
Yo.
May.
I thought that would be more fun. The first three.
Yes, you.
Fell flat, man.
To May.
Right, that. The first three digits of your social security number can't be 666.
Oh, why not?
It's banned.
Oh.
Good.
The first three digits of
your
social
security. That takes a lot of digits off
the table. It does.
XX.
The number of the beast.
Why do you always have that ready? Play some Jesus Say Yeah.
We'll play it a minute. We'll do the montage after the break.
Oh, we haven't done that yet.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. I was going to do it at 7, and it slipped my mind. Mm. Which just, I'm just like feeling floored by Anthony Bourdain today.
Did you text home yet?
I didn't. I'm going to tell him in person.
You think he's still asleep?
I think he's at school, actually. So by now he knows.
Yeah, he's got to.
This is awful. I'm sure everybody's talking about it.
Yeah. Well, he has to go to a homepage
about?
Online or some kind of
yeah,
news,
I don't know what
right?
Yeah, right. Oh, it's all over Instagram. So
oh, there you go.
Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be any one of his friends, especially he's got chef friends, right?
I'll show you at the break.
My kid has chef friends?
He's talking about Sean.
Yeah, no, like cooker friends. Like, aren't... Oh, Sean's the one that loves Bourdain?
Sean is the one who loves one Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, I thought it was
Riley. Likes him. We all like him. I mean, but Sean loves Anthony Bourdain.
He does?
Like, just flips it on as soon as he gets home.
Wait, but he's not the one that's always making bagels and...
No. He loves travel. Like, so he loves to see these crazy places that he goes to. And he likes the food stuff, too. You know, that's all good.
Wait,
but he just...
I thought Sean made the...
No,
Riley makes
Riley's
the bagels.
The cook.
Yeah.
Sean's still practicing flipping eggs. It's hard. It's harder than you think.
It
you
is.
Think back to your, you know, early days of egg flipping. I always hear him like... Like, I can flip them for you. He goes, but then how will I ever learn? Like, oh, you sound like me. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.